The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time for The Blueprint. Join your host, Randall Gatewood, for the next hour as he takes you beyond the typical sports show. It's a lot more than what you'll see on SportsCenter or here on the local radio sports shows. Now, let's get it started. Here's Randall Gatewood.
Good morning, everyone. Everyone out there listening to The Blueprint here on VoiceAmericaSports.com. I'm your host, Randall Gatewood, back for round three of what I like to call The Blueprint. Today, we're going to journey into a topic that I don't think gets enough recognition out there today. I think we as society and we as people, we don't spend enough time focusing on that. We look at solely what players are doing on the field. We look at solely what they're doing on the court. We don't know the type of people they are, starting from the inside out. So today I want to touch on leaders. Leaders who made all these great athletes, the Gretzky's, Kobe, the Jordans, Tiger, the people behind the scenes who probably really didn't get the recognition they deserve for turning these players into the players they were. And so as we journey this morning, those will be some of the topics we talk about. I know there's everybody's got their own opinion out there. So if that's the case, trust me, I would love to hear it. Send me an email at randall@theblueprintonline.com. And also, I would love to open those up and take a look and see if we can kind of go back and forth. As we go, I must warn you, get ready. First person I'd like to talk about, too, and here in just a sec, too, also, a really, really good friend of mine, Mr. Ray Ellis, a gentleman whom I truly respect, the gentleman who's brought me into the realm of internet radio broadcasting, will be joining me on the show today. I know he can shed some amazing light, some bright lights on the topics that we will be discussing today. And so as we journey too, he will be joining me on the show as well. Opening though, some of the coaches, of course, who are on that list. The legendary Vince Lombardi, Tony Dungy, Phil Jackson, the late, great John Wooden. These are guys who probably had a bigger impact on players' lives than they did the sport at which they dealt with. Me being an athlete myself, I look back and I think about all the time, all the years that I spent from a small child up until 3 years ago when I did retire from arena football. I think back and I look at all the people, all the coaches, all the players, the staff, people who had those type of impacts on my life. And I can definitely think back to, you know, three or four coaches right off the top that had a huge impact on me as a person than I ever would have been playing football or basketball, whatever it is. And so those type of people, I think those are people who we really, really, truly, truly need to look for and pay attention to when those type of people cross your path. Because when they do cross your path, a lot of times we're not even aware of it. We're consumed with everything else. We're consumed with I. And speaking of I, we always say, well, you know, there's no I in team. And then the first person says, you know what? There is a me. You know, and I remember getting the biggest kick out of that. But technically, there is no me in team and there's no I. And so when those opportunities and people who do cross your path, when they enter your life, you got to understand what those reasons and what that purpose is for. So with that being said, though, my man, Ray Ellis, Thanks for joining me on The Blueprint today here at VoiceAmericaSports.com to talk about this amazing topic. Thanks for coming.
Hey, how you doing there, Mr. Gatewood?
You know
get
me.
Get a chance to get you back.
Oh, I'm awesome. I'm doing awesome today. Excellent. So I'm glad you joined me on the show. As I mentioned to our viewers earlier, I know you're a gentleman who has a sports background, has been around a lot of famous athletes, a lot of people. You've had some coaches over the course of your life who's probably had a tremendous impact on you as well as playing on the field, but people who you can directly relate to and say, you know what, this guy here was so much bigger than the game.
Yeah, it was a fantastic journey for me, you know, being born and raised in Canton, Ohio, of which I'm extremely proud of. Shout out to the mayor of Canton, Ohio, by the name I'm going to call him Jamie, you know. But, of course, the mayor back there has done a tremendous job with the city. They had an outstanding Hall of Fame weekend, mm-hmm. and Jamie did a great job. But my first coach is in Canton, Ohio, you know, and with the Pro Football Hall of Fame being there, I'm sure there's a lot of pressure for the young men in that town to achieve, only because, greatness is right there in their face. And so that's what they aspire to achieve someday. And I, too, myself, hope that I would play at least up to my abilities and perhaps maybe beyond that. But I think that's the definition of a coach is, I believe, is someone who has the ability and the innate ability to just get one to outperform what one thinks his ability or her ability is. You put limitations on yourself, and they move you beyond those limitations. You have expectations of yourself, and they move you beyond your expectations. They're always asked to be motivators, but coaches are teachers. And I think that's the most important thing that a coach can do is he can only not just teach you what life is about on the football field, but you take those football experiences and you transfer those into the real world. And so there are certain, intangibles that we learn on the football field. And many times people in corporate America is looking for those intangibles that you pick up on the football field as a part of that team that can't be taught and can't be learned anyplace else. That's why there are so many coaches that are asked to be motivational speakers and inspirational speakers, and they speak at team building seminars because of the fact they've been able to take so many men from various backgrounds, completely different backgrounds, and bring them together and to move forward on a spirit of court and create greatness, perfection. Champions, and that's what they look to have in their corporate environments, as well as just citizens of America. So coaches are extremely special. They come in all different, you know, shapes, sizes, you know, and they don't all do it the same way. That's the thing about it. You know, there's not necessarily each individual may have a different blueprint, but there's not one that we say this is the only way of which you can achieve greatness and team building and to get everybody to get on the same page to achieve one goal. There's different ways to do it, and different coaches have proven that.
Right on, right on. I would love for you know, our listeners and everybody out there to call in, speak on this topic, add your opinion to it, maybe add some facts to it that you've experienced or that someone in your profession or your group of friends, whoever it may be. Give us a call, 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. We would love to discuss some of that with you. And so moving on past what you just said, I want to start with a guy who I feel really, really brought it out. Coaches were using the tactics, but I think he took it to a whole new level, at least in the modern day. Was Phil Jackson. Okay, I look at the things when he first came to the Bulls. It was at a time when people would say, oh, you know, Michael Jordan, he'd never win a championship. Okay, he's too much I, too much me. And Doug Collins was a coach for years, and they just could not get it done. Phil comes in. Phil starts to challenge these players, you know, in other ways. He's studying Zen. He's studying Christian spirituality. his goal was for these players to grow as individuals, because he knew if they grew as individuals, they would grow as players. And based on some of the things he did, his tactic, he says, look, surrender to yourselves. We hear that in life today. Okay? Surrender to yourself, whether it's home, whether it's at work, whether it's all, let the ego go. And so one of the points I'm trying to make is he's taken it and he's made better individuals out of these great players. Yeah, have they made their mistakes? Yeah. Did Michael Jordan throw everybody who haunted him in the past under the bus on his Hall of Fame speech? He did. However, if you look at the way those teams and those guys came together, because they surrendered, it was a huge challenge for him. You know, he had to make a commitment to himself that he was going to do this. And then look what happens. He goes on and wins 6 championships with the Bulls. And then he takes the same strategy, his same beliefs, his same commitment, and puts it into the Lakers. You take a Kobe, the things he went through, the issues he was having, the trouble he was getting into, the mistakes he made. He learned from all that, but feels there now, and feels now got him playing at a whole new, totally different level. He's learned from his past. He's learned from those mistakes. So touch on feel. Touch on, you know, maybe how he relate or how you related to some of the antics he used, some of the things he's done.
Well, you know, one thing about Phil Jackson is, you know, I think when you look at his body of work, it certainly speaks for itself that whatever his methodology is, it works. And he proved it by not only being successful in one organization, but he went to another organization on the other side of the country and with complete different players. And was able to become successful there. I think that one common denominator when you look at his body of work in terms of the players, he had to have multiple great players, not just one great player. And so he was able to convince his players that we can have one superstar on this team of which everybody recognizes, you know, more than the others. But that superstar in himself and by himself will not be able to win a championship. We've got to win this championship together as a team. And so then he had a plan of which he was able to convince his team. And I think we may have a break coming up here soon, Randy. I'm not sure.
We'll come back.
He was able to convince his team that by and large, if you buy into this system, we can win. But first of all, you've got to buy into it. You've got to trust me that I've got it right. And then you can get it right.
Absolutely. We'll be back. Stay tuned. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Coming back, The Blueprint, VoiceAmericaSports.com.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
You already get the general sports headlines and discussion on TV and radio. Tune in to The Blueprint with Randall Gatewood. Yeah, we'll cover all the general big name stuff too, but we go beyond the typical sports radio show to bring you the details you don't get anywhere else. We'll talk about the inspirational stories and the little known successes. If you want creativity, The Blueprint is the place to be. Tune in every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
What's it like behind closed garage doors, where the decisions are made that change motorsports? You'll find out on The Race Reporters, because host Michael Knight has been there. He's a 40-year industry insider and award-winning writer and publicist. Each week, Knight brings together the country's top journalists and newsmakers, and their insights will make you a better race fan. The Race Reporters, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the Power Up Channel.
Do you love sports talk? Can't get enough sports talk? Have we got a show for you? It's about the NFL training camps, Super Bowl previews, a look at the new starting quarterbacks, and weekly key injuries. We'll take your calls and emails right on the air. Former Philadelphia Eagle James Loving is your host, and you never know who'll drop by for a co-host spot or an interview on the spot. Tune in to Loving That Sports Talk with James Loving every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
You are locked in on The Blueprint, featuring Randall Gatewood. To be a part of this week's discussion, give us a call toll-free at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You can also send an email to randall at theblueprintonline.com. Now, back to the show.
Back to The Blueprint with Randall Gatewood. I'm your host, of course, Randall Gatewood, sitting here with my man Ray Ellis here on the Blueprint, VoiceAmericaSports.com. I had to repeat that name several times because over the break, me and him were sitting here just kind of discussing a few things. And Ray, listen to what he's telling you, because this is a man who's been around a lot of places, has a lot of knowledge. And that's the one thing I tell people today is listen. Surrender yourselves and listen. Truly listen to what people are telling you. And not listen in a sense of you waiting. You already, in your mind, predetermining what your answer is going to be. Listen, absorb everything he says, and then give an answer. So, Ray, I want to go back to what we were talking about, the last part of Phil. So, can you give us a little bit more on what you were saying?
You know, as I was saying before we went to the break, you know, was that was amazing trust. And Phil was somehow able to gain that trust of his players, you know, because it's many times that is one of the most difficult things for people to do is to trust. I mean, I remember there was a financial commercial that was out on television, and it was a little boy who was on the edge of the pool, and the dad was in the water and asking him to jump. You know, that was a tremendous amount of trust, because if his dad wasn't there, I assume the little boy probably wouldn't jump in. Mm-hmm. But because it was his father there, he trusts his father. And so he was able to jump in. There are people, you know, when you reach a certain level in your careers, there are certain people that have gained your respect, but they haven't necessarily gained your trust. Mm-hmm. Now, you might respect what they've done someplace else, but do you trust that they can come in and make it happen with this particular team? And so initially, I'm sure Phil had to ask Michael Jordan to trust that he could get him to where he hoped to be one day, and that is one of the greatest, if not the greatest player, you know, in the NBA. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to need you also to trust your other teammates, because you, just as a great player alone, will not be able to get it done. Mm-hmm. And so there's some give and there's some take, but one thing that has to happen, as you said, you just mentioned a very key thing. And the first thing Mike had to do is Mike had to listen to what Phil had to offer, because, you know, and I don't know this as a fact, but it's my understanding that, I guess, before LeBron James left Cleveland, and I'm happy with him leaving Cleveland, mm-hmm. that LeBron didn't sit down and listen to what the Cavaliers had to offer, you know. So perhaps maybe he had already said, listen, over these past 7 years I've been here, you know, I've listened to what you've said, and I don't trust that you're going to tell me mm-hmm. and do anything different than what you've done in the past, which is you made a couple moves, but you really didn't make the moves that mm-hmm. you needed to do. So therefore, you know, you've lost my trust, and I'm going to move on with somebody else. Michael listened to what Phil had to say. And he didn't already, like you said, and people, many people do this, he didn't already have a predetermined answer before Phil ever finished what he had to say. I believe he listened. They gained each other's trust. And it came to pass. As Phil mm-hmm. said he could do, they did do. What Michael said he was willing to do, he did do. We're all aware of many other people who made the clutch game-winning shots during some of Michael's fantastic championship runs and games there in Chicago. So, and those, again, those attributes are what corporate America is looking for. And that's why, again, even here, as we do your show, you know, some of the things that we believe in here at Voice America Sports and Voice America and our president, Jeff Spinard, is that there are many young men that come in and are a part of this team that we've built that nobody has trusted them to give them an opportunity to see what broadcast skills they have. Mm-hmm. And he's trusted me, and I've trusted people like yourself who have had a vision of a show that they want to do mm-hmm. and come in and let people experience and know that athletes are more than just athletes. Mm-hmm. You know, we are individuals, and we have, you know, a lot of different interests outside of just sports. And this gives us a platform to let people know and get to know the entire person, you know, absolutely. Not just a football player, but, mm-hmm. you know, the person that does other things as well.
Absolutely. That's the basis. That was, you know, when me and you sat down initially, that was the basis of me, you know, coming up and coming to you guys, because my goal was to give something to people about athletes and about players that they didn't know.
And you know what? And it's interesting you say that, Randy, because what makes the athlete that he is that he's, you know, made up of multiple parts. And it's that creativity and that, you know, all those other parts that he's made up to that makes that person, that special person on the football field. I mean, football is about intelligence, too. Mm-hmm. So people think that, you know, you just have this athletic ability and you don't have the ability to learn, you know, to retain, to recall. That's not true, mm-hmm. you know. And so it's all those things combined that makes that athlete a special athlete. And that's why he's able to do some things sometimes where he can't even explain it. Mm-hmm. It just happened, mm-hmm. you know. God gave me a gift, but I trusted that gift that I could reach out and grab that ball that nobody thought I could call. I'm talking about Mr. Gatewood now. Nobody thought I could catch, you know, so go right ahead.
But no, I totally agree with you. And I think, in like I was mentioned earlier, in sports today, that's what I think so many people miss. They get caught up on what they're doing on the field solely, not even looking at possibly the preparation it took to get there. And so, thinking of today's show, I wanted to reflect back on some of the things that I did and some of the preparations that I did. And, you know, people like we mentioned Phil earlier, but I want to switch over now to Tony Dungy, you know, a gentleman who truly, truly, that he had some really, really deep beliefs in what he was doing. And he had a foundation in himself, whether it was taught at home or things that he had learned over his years of coaching as well. But a gentleman who had some deep, deep beliefs.
You know, when you mention a guy like Tony Dungy, you know, and I talked a little earlier about athletes being more than just, you know, athletes, you know, they're human beings and they have other skill sets as well. Tony Dungy is a man that I met, and before I even met Tony Dungy, I had a chance to. I was aware of who Tony Dungy was as a player for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mm-hmm. And the mere fact that a friend of mine who was attending Yale University and got out and was working for Mellon Bank in Pittsburgh and had become friendly with Tony Dungy was aware of who I was. Mm-hmm. And the mere fact that Tony Dungy was aware of who I was playing at The Ohio State University mm-hmm. and was able to make a comment on what he thought my ability was, it inspired me. And so when you think about these people who are coaches, who are teachers, and the influence that they have, sometimes they could just speak a word about you, and that word could mean so much, and it could be such an inspiration. You know, when you talk about coaches and athletes and role models and stuff like that, we really, the role again is you have a platform, you're out there in the spotlight. And then how do you use that? Some people just say, okay, I'm a coach, you know, look at the way I coach. I'm a player, look at the way that I play. I like that. Mm-hmm. You know, but if you're something more than that, And you want to give me that, and I can take from there, you know, and use that as well to help me become this complete player, then I appreciate that too. And so Tony Dungy was the type of person, whereas he could share something with you, not just coaching, he could share another inspirational word with you from some other aspect of his life, maybe his spiritual aspect. Mm-hmm. He might share that with you, he might send that to you. And so when I heard that Tony said some good things about me, knowing the kind of player that he was, and that he thought that perhaps maybe I had the talent to do some of the things that he was doing, you know, playing for a Super Bowl championship team, it was inspiring. Mm-hmm. You know, and we know what he's done at the professional level. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, Tony is smart enough as a coach to understand that, again, he's dealing with a human being, and a human being who has a lot of things going on in his life. And so Tony's approach seems to be one of which, okay, I'm interested in all aspects of my players' lives, and I want to make sure everything's intact. So I'm going to take an interest outside of just what's happening on the football field, and I want to get a little closer to them, and I want to dig a little deeper. If they let me in and engage them in another different way, because then I know if things are okay with my player on the field and at home, and in their spiritual lives, mm-hmm. then I'm probably going to have a better prepared player on game day. Mm-hmm. And so, again, that's his unique approach to the game. And so I think his humble spirit was something that was very very obvious the way his team played. I think Tony Dungy's team was a team that played, if you can say there was compassion on the football field, mm-hmm. there was a compassion team. Mm-hmm. They didn't have to brutally beat you up. Mm-hmm. To beat you. Mm-hmm. There's other teams out there that you know that they will beat you up. Mm-hmm. It may not even win the ball game, but they might beat you. Tony's team didn't really physically beat you up. Mm-hmm. They were, I don't want to say they were a finesse team, but they beat you and you didn't feel so bad. And they might have beat you by a lot of damn points.
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
But you didn't feel like you were all beat up, you know, after it was said and done. So, again, Tony does it. He's got his blueprint. Mm-hmm. If you will, is a little different than Phil's blueprint.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But he has his own, and they're both very successful.
Oh, very, very successful. I know, you know, even hearing about it and watching them as he turned that organization around when he was in Indy. And I look at, like you said, the things that they did. They didn't just brutalize you. You know, you didn't have a lot of players out there showcasing, saying a lot. They went about their daily routine. Okay. Very, very successful. Very successful. And so he was a gentle giant, a guy who really, really knew how to maximize what he had in his players. So once again, we will be back. We've got to pause for the calls. Take a quick break here. You're listening to The Blueprint with me. I'm your host, Randall Gatewood. My man, Ray Ellis, sitting next to me. Stay tuned.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
We some hard hitters.
Hard-hitting radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard-hitting radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time on the Voice America Sports Network.
The Sports Maverick Show redefines the elite athlete by bridging the gap between parents, athletes, and the community. Host Ida Moyer, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, brings to the Voice America Network original programming, balancing the pursuit of academic excellence and sports participation. The Sports Maverick Show airs every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. Listeners will be engaged in straightforward talk, spontaneous and unscripted by the experts. Ida and her guests will explore the challenges of success and failure in sports and will help athletes and their parents navigate the transition from high school, college, and then on to the pros. We put fun back into sports and recognize role models in sports through our Sports Mavericks All-Star Award Program. Tune in Tuesday evenings at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with Ida Mouyeh and the Sports Mavericks Show right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Get ready for a show that breaks ground on the subject of women in motorsports and what it takes to dream, believe, achieve. Gas and Go with Allie O is all about the movement that is happening lightning fast in women's racing. You'll get a wide array of perspectives from the drivers to the fans, as well as what it takes to be a role model in a male-dominated sport. Join your host, professional driver Allie Owens, for Gas and Go with Allie O, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, on the Power Up Motorsports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You are locked in on The Blueprint, featuring Randall Gatewood. To be a part of this week's discussion, give us a call toll-free at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You can also send an email to randall@theblueprintonline.com. Now, back to the show.
The Blueprint. I'm your host, Randall Gatewood, sitting here with Ray Ellis today, talking genuine people, knowledge that that they were able to give to players and help those players become better people than they were athletes. So we before we went to break, we were talking about Tony Dungy. We had just kind of jumped in on him and some of the things he did. And, you know, like you said, it was one thing just by you hearing that he knew who you was. It changed your whole thought process. It changed your whole thought process. It made you think about.
Gave you a level of confidence.
Yeah.
You know, when those people, you know, like I talked about a few weeks ago on my show, I talked about the day that I got a chance to meet Jack Tatum. Mm-hmm. And that was an honor. You know, Jack Tatum obviously knew my name. And when he left our camp that day, it actually was spring ball, you know, and mm-hmm. for him to say to me and the rest of the guys there, he thought we could do something special. I mean, those are inspirational words, you know, and when they come from somebody who's accomplished so much, you trust that person would be honest with you. And so they give you, it's like, wow, if he thinks I can do it, maybe I really can do it. You know, and when you got people like Tony Dungy, who's been in the league, he came from the Big Ten, played at Minnesota, and you know, and he was a quarterback, and now he's playing DB, and so, you know, he's watching somebody else that's a DB and sending a message that he's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. You know, that meant the world. You know, and then, as I said, then to be able from afar to watch Tony develop as a person, as a player, as a coach, and not to be afraid to stand on his faith and share his faith with the world.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, just somebody that you admire and, you know, a proven leader,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so those are the type of people that, you know, when you talk about today's athletes, you know, it's important, and particularly at the high school level, I think it's so important that they really take the time at the high school level to put time and effort into an evaluation of those people that they allow to be coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Because coaches shape athletes' lives from day one. They spend more time with some of the kids than the parents get a chance mm-hmm. to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they don't always need a hard, heavy hand. Tony Dungy's proven that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so when we look at what the athletes, you know, have become today, you know, I bet you if you go back through the programs that they came up through, then you probably can understand why they are the athletes, mm-hmm. you know, that they are today, whether it be their personalities or whether it be their talent.
Mm-hmm.
the teachers that they had along the way eventually come out some way or another through that athlete.
Why is it, and I have to touch on it, because why is it, as I look across sports today, in a lot of them, a lot of major professional sports, college sports, there's always a handful of guys who are always at the top, no matter. Week in, week out, year in, year out, you got a handful of guys who are always going to be in contention. And a lot of those leaders who are up there leading these teams are maximizing players' potential outside and off the field. They're helping them overcome adversity off the field. Okay? And for me, it's such an amazing, amazing subject, because that's where the real life begins, is off the field.
Well, I think one of the best examples you can find, if anybody out there thinks that, you know, the game is played 100% on the field, and that nothing that happens off the field has anything to do with the game and the performance of an athlete, just look at Tiger Woods. And I'm just taking Tiger as kind of a case study, not because I want to bash Tiger, but because I want people to understand that, you know, he's a human being. Mm-hmm. And so a human being is probably at the top of his game and can perform at his best when all things around him, he's at peace with his entire life. And whenever something's fractured, it's going to affect your performance, mm-hmm. because you can't concentrate. Golf is probably one of the, you know, of all the sports out there, there's so much concentration that's needed on golf. Just try to play it if you've never played it before,
absolutely.
And you'll find out.
For sure.
And so when Tiger's not 100% there and he can't give everything to, you know, to the game, of which what you need to do when you play that sport, when you say you give 100%, well, no, you're not giving 100% of your life. But in terms of when you're there, your focus is on that game because you know everything else is okay. You've taken care of home. Mm-hmm. Everything's okay at home. You don't have to worry about that. Everything's okay with my mom. You know, everything's okay with, you know, his dad is gone. But we know, you know, everything's okay with the mm-hmm. family. You know, but when things are not okay, then, you know, I mean, probably everybody in this world has got some form of ADD, attention deficit disorder, because the mind can go from one place to another place. You didn't even, it's like, hey, I was here. How do mm-hmm. I get over here? And if that's happening in somebody's life, like it is with somebody like Tiger today, that can show you what can happen to your performance in your profession. And so, yes, a coach like Tony Dungy, who can try to, you know, get his guys focused and keep them, you know, off the streets at night and out the clubs and out the bars and all that stuff, you know, it's probably going to help. And so the teams that are winning now are probably the ones that coaches understand, listen, I can't just focus on what we're doing here. I need to talk to my guys and find out what they're doing when they leave here.
Absolutely.
And try to convince them that, okay, at least in the season, let's not do that as much. Mm-hmm. You know, let's try. We're trying to do something here. And what you do off the field and when you leave here affects what somebody else is doing. Mm-hmm. Just ask the Pittsburgh Steelers right now.
Oh, for sure. That's that preventative. I like to call that preventative medicine. You know, the steps, the things you take, the things you do, the things you put in your body to prevent the issues that we'll have in 20 years from now. And so I totally agree with you. And you brought up Tiger, and I literally had a conversation with a particular person yesterday in reference to Tiger about, you know, his leader, his coach, his guy who held him accountable, who kept him in place, who taught him to overcome the adversity, but always reiterated it over and over and over again to him, was Earl. Okay, like you said, Earl's gone. Now, who is going to be the one to get him back? Because I look at him now, and he is night and day. You can tell he is a completely different golfer because of the events that changed his life. Kobe, Phil Jackson was his guy. Phil came over. Kobe had the adversity. He had all these things going on. Now, Kobe, now he's even more focused in his personal life than he ever been on a basketball court. Okay, who is going to be that guy for Tiger? We don't know. But as a perfect example of what we talked about today, that's the kind of power that these guys have when they go out and they – They put the emphasis on players achieving their greatest potential. Okay, and it's not always on the field. It's about them as humans.
And I, you said something earlier. We started talking about this word trust. And see, right now, you know, as athletes, when you grow up and you have some success, and you're always concerned about those people that you meet after you become somewhat successful. And you tend to trust those that were with you prior to you gaining this materialistic success, because you know that they knew you when, and mm-hmm. They didn't have an agenda. So for Tiger right now, it's going to be very difficult for him to trust somebody. That's going to be the there are plenty of professionals that are out there. Like you talked about potential. See, what's made Tiger great is he had a tremendous amount of potential, and then he got together with some good coaches, and he I don't know if he did, but early in his life, he humbled himself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and because he humbled himself and he had this great potential, then the coaches and his support system was able to get the best out of him. So now that he's lost, you know, of mm-hmm. course, his mentor, his dad, mm-hmm. his best friend, you know, someone of which he had to be humble around, somebody he trusted, now he's got to go through a process because he's still on paper, even though he hasn't been playing like the best golfer in the world, he's mm-hmm. still the best golfer in the world.
Yes.
So he has the potential to become the best golfer in the world again, even though he is on paper. He's not playing like that. So, but he has the potential. And so as soon as he's able to find somebody again that he trusts, that can go in and can take that potential and get it back up there, he's going to return back to the top. There's no doubt. Mm-hmm. But if indeed the other things that have been happening to him in his life doesn't you know, become overwhelming to the mm-hmm. point where he walks away from the game, because he very well could walk away mm-hmm. from the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been that bad for him mm-hmm. personally that it's destroyed his life, that he might say, you know, I need a fresh start. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not just, golf is not my whole life. I can do some other things. Mm-hmm. And let me go do that. You know, I hope that he doesn't. But it wouldn't surprise me if that happened with Tiger. If he won a couple more, got a chance to win a couple more and walked away, because see, he doesn't want it to end where he just becomes mediocre. Mm-hmm. And if he continues to play golf the way he is, you know, he may be, again, because of what he did in the past, it may get him, you know, continued opportunities, but some point in time, you know, a new Tiger will step up
for sure.
And so that's the Tiger Woods part of it.
Yeah, you know, I totally agree with you. You know, from looking at him on the course, sometimes it's a look of man, I'm here, but I'm really not here. You know, you see him out there, and he's just kind of drifting about, going about his business. So, like you said, I would hope he didn't walk away from the game either. I would hope he digs deep down inside, you know, and gets himself back to a level we all know he's capable of playing at. So, once again, we're going to take a quick break here. You're listening to The Blueprint. I'm your host, Randall Gatewood, talking sports, talking real life, talking everything today. So, stay tuned.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you ready to talk football with the greatest wide receiver player and coach in NFL history? Tune in to Wide Open with Andre Rison. Andre is ready to talk to you and give his thoughts on the sport. There'll be celebrity guests, coaches, players, artists, and more. He'll go beyond the game with a look from the coach's point of view and feature a high school player each week. Tune in to Wide Open with host Andre Rison, featured Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The IS Outdoors Talk Radio Show brings two well-known outdoorsmen to the Voice America Network with hunting and fishing info news, talking about everything from new sporting gear, places to hunt and fish, and getting more from your recreation time. Join hosts Brock Ray and Don Kirk Thursday mornings at 7 a.m. Pacific Time for IS Outdoors on the Voice America Sports Channel. With their combined experience of 60 years in the woods, Brock and Don have traveled widely, creating TV shows and writing articles on hunting and fishing. Blessed with down-home humor, they are also well-versed in environmental concerns, firearms ownership, and animal rights issues. IS Outdoors offers brisk interaction with the audience, soliciting opinions and questions on a wide range of outdoors subjects. Tune in every Thursday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time to the IS Outdoors Talk Radio Show with Brock Ray and Don Kirk, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and founder of Rock and Roll Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to the Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on News Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
You are locked in on The Blueprint, featuring Randall Gatewood. To be a part of this week's discussion, give us a call toll-free at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You can also send an email to randall@theblueprintonline.com. Now, back to the show.
Once again, you're listening live to The Blueprint on voiceamericasports.com. I'm your host, Randall Gatewood. I want to thank Mr. Ray Ellis, who joined us for a large portion of the show to shed some insight, to shed some light on his view and things that happened to him as he journeyed throughout his career also as a professional athlete and through life. So in closing here, I want to sit and I want to touch on some quotes that, you know, I was able to take a look at and things that a lot of these great leaders used and things that they talked about in just everyday life and things that they've, you know, given to players as well. And so I want to go back and talk about Phil Jackson because he was the first one we talked about. And so as I go, I want to talk about Phil. I want to talk about Vince Lombardi. I want to talk about John Wooden. I even want to talk about Mike Krzyzewski. I think he's done an amazing job too. But some of these quotes, if you go back and look at them, I'm not even sure if us or we, and even some of the people out there as athletes, has even heard some of these things, especially in relation to sports. I like to take a lot of the things. Now, me being an athlete, I look back on my career, and I try to go in, and I take inventory of all the things that all these great leaders have given me, and I try to apply it now to real life. You know, people ask, well, the sports or whatever that particular sport is, does that build character? Oh, undoubtedly. Okay. Do some players' character, is it totally 100% opposite of some of the other ones? Yes, it is. But it comes back also to we have a choice. We have a free will, a free choice to make those decisions. So let's talk about Phil first. Phil says, always keep an open mind and a compassionate heart. Always keep an open mind and a compassionate heart. I'll drop down to another one. Love is the force that ignites the spirit and binds the team together. Love is the force that ignites the spirit and binds the team together. I mean, where else does that show up? Okay, in all of our lives. Okay, he's talking sports, but he had a deeper belief in that. Love is the force that ignites the spirit and binds the team together. At home, I'll say it again, at work, with your friends, always keep an open mind and a compassionate heart. Not only in sports, but if you use that at home, work, friends. Can you imagine the way our relationships, the things like that, that that would really, truly, can you imagine you bringing, someone told me, can you imagine bringing 110% of yourself to the table in every relationship, every interaction with somebody, your marriage, your job, your home? You know, we tend to look for all the reasons why we can't do something instead of looking for all the reasons why we should and could do it. So just a little food for thought there. Let's switch gears here. Let's jump over to John Wooden, the late, great John Wooden, a gentleman who obviously did a tremendous amount of things for the game of basketball. And so, quote from him says, a coach is someone who can give correction without causing resentment. A coach is someone who can give correction without causing resentment. Adversity is the state in which many men mostly easily becomes acquainted with himself, being especially free of admirers then. Be more concerned with your character than your reputation, because your character is what you really are, while your reputation is merely what others think of you. I go back, and as I read that, I see it out there so many times a day. I was the same type of person. We tend to worry about what other people think of us. We tend to think of, well, you know, I was just reading it. Actually, I have to say it because we were on Facebook yesterday. And as I get certain messages and certain quotes that come over, it talked about people thinking and telling me how I should live my life, not knowing who I truly am. And that's one of the perfect quotes right there, because so many of us are quick to give someone else direction and quick to give someone else what they could be doing different and judging and everything that comes with it. But in reality, we don't even give that type of thing to ourselves. All the thing we ask of others, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, whatever it may be, we don't even give that to ourselves, but we expect someone else to do it. You know, so I have to read this one more time, because it hits right at home as far as who you really are. It says, be more concerned with your character than your reputation, because your character is what you really are, while your reputation is merely what others think you are. You know, think about that. Let's dissect that a minute. Peel back all the layers that have started to cover you up with life. Let's peel all that back. Let's peel back the hurt. Let's peel back the anger. Let's peel back the frustration. Let's peel back the wrong maybe that we or you have had towards someone else. The past. Let's peel all that back. Okay. And character is what you really are. And that's what you are after you take all those things off. You strip all that down and you have someone who's genuine. You have someone who's authentic. You have someone who's trusting, loving, caring, respectful, remarkable, amazing. All these things, you have that person. And imagine bringing that person with you everywhere you go. And if you're an athlete, bring that person everywhere you go. If you're a dad, bring that person everywhere you go. I know some of us sit back and say, well, that's easy for him to say, because he's maybe talking about it right now. He isn't doing it. Okay, and you may be right, but I tell you what, I have an understanding, and that's what I'm trying to give to everyone else and all of our viewers, is that sports is a perfect platform for us to grow as individuals, for us to learn as individuals, to take that knowledge and give it to someone else. You know, talking to a gentleman and the young lady the other day, we were talking about knowledge, and she mentioned how knowledge was powerful. Knowledge is power, she said. And I kind of looked at her and I said, you know, I agree with you. I agree with you. Knowledge is power. But knowledge isn't power if you don't use it and apply it to everyday life. You can go out and get all this knowledge and all this wisdom and absorb everything that you're absorbing, and keep it all inside, keep it bundled right there. And for whatever the reason is, not going out and applying it and using it to everyday life. And so, me, I'm the same way. I take all this knowledge in, all of it. And I say, you know what? It is powerful. So I take it and I give it. I give it to friends. I give it to relatives. I give it to acquaintances. I give it to anybody I can possibly give it to. Not coming in it and not being judgmental of any of it. And in closing here, a gentleman told me the other day, he says, you know, Randall, when I come into contact with someone, I try to leave them. My goal is to leave them a little bit better than they were before when I'm done. Impression of leadership. What type of leader are you? What type of leader will you be? Thanks for joining me on The Blueprint today. We'll be back next Thursday, 11 o'clock, sharp Pacific time, voiceamericasports.com. I'm your host, Randall Gatewood. Thanks for listening. It's time for me to go have my verve. Have a good afternoon.
Thanks for tuning in. The Blueprint with Randall Gatewood can be heard every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. Come on back next week. Get with it. I'm saying what time, want to get with it. Got players on the grind, want to skip with it. Backstage, you mind, I'm going to split with it.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.